This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for March 2024. How did classical music play a part of Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher's life as a trailblazer, chemist, barrister, and musician? And what musical instrument did she play? Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher was a trailblazer, chemist, barrister, wife, mother, grandmother, and musician. Margaret Hilda Roberts was born in Grantham, England, to Alfred and Beatrice Roberts on October 13, 1925. As a child, Margaret Roberts learned about the business of balancing budgets in her parents, the Roberts Grocery Store in Grantham. Her family lived above the store, and she and her older sister were raised to be truthful, to attend church, to help others, and do charitable work in their close community. Margaret's father, Alfred Roberts, talked daily about conservative politics in their home. In Grantham, he was a counselor in local politics. As a child, she studied piano, played field hockey, swam, and participated in poetry recitals. She was an excellent student in school, focusing on science and math. Margaret graduated from Somerville College, Oxford, with a degree in chemistry in 1947. She sang in the Bach Chorale at Somerville and took part in their student production of the opera Prince Igor by Borodin. After graduation, she worked as a chemist. One of the companies she worked for was J. Lyons & Company, a food conglomerate developing soft-serve ice cream. She studied law from 1951 to 1954, specializing in taxation and patent law. On December 13, 1951, Margaret Roberts married Dennis Thatcher and were married for over 50 years. She took the bar finals in 1953, quote, and gave birth to their twins, Mark and Carol, end quote. Margaret Roberts Thatcher from 1954 to 1961 was a barrister in private law practice specializing in tax and patent law. Quote, from 1955 to 1958, she tried unsuccessfully several times to be selected as a Tory candidate for MP. End quote. Margaret played the piano for her family. She also played the piano and sang with voters. Her favorite composer was Béla Bartók, conducted by George Solti. She attended the Royal Opera and went to Clydeborne at least once a year. Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher said, quote, her choices for desert island discs included Beethoven, Dvorak, Verdi, Mendelssohn, Mascagni, and Smoke It's in Your Eyes. She said that music is what I go to when I want to take refuge from the very logical life I've lived and always been trained to live, end quote. She had the courage of her convictions as a leader to never give up regardless of the obstacles. With character, honor, integrity, and hard work, she gave her country and her family economic growth and prosperity. In 1979, Great Britain's economy was bankrupt, and the newly elected Prime Minister, Margaret Thatcher, immediately set to work privatizing all nationalized industries, such as aerospace firms, telephone firms, utilities, the National Freight Company, and public housing, which was sold to its tenants. She sold all of these industries at favorable terms to promote private enterprise. Her aim was to reduce government power and promote the rights of individuals who would be property owners and pay a mortgage on their new properties. When she left office in 1990, her legacy was a sound economy with society that was confident about its future. As a leader, she believed in working with experts who shared her vision, her plan of action, with a shared goal of repairing Great Britain's economy. Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher was nicknamed the Iron Lady by the Soviets for the tough line she took against them. As a leader, she had strength, determination, honesty, integrity, and the courage of her convictions, and a passionate belief in the right way to get her country back on track once again. Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher was a trailblazer, chemist, barrister, wife, mother, grandmother, and lifelong musician.